This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Mike's side with us this time around, a nursery crops specialist with K-State Research and Extension Horticulture, Cheryl Boyer. Cheryl's going to offer an assortment of things to think about as we get into the now late fall and very soon winter months and do some planning ahead for our home landscaping, perhaps our gardening as well, and what things you might want to look at as far as additional plant material. Cheryl, there's always something new every year. What are you seeing out there that homeowners would want to look at?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. You're right. Every year there is something new, and breeders are working behind the scenes in ornamentals to develop cool new genetics all the time. And the cycles are different depending on the crop. So with annual bedding plants, it's really fast. So the number of new varieties that you'll see in the garden center every year is overwhelming. And that's why sometimes you'll see named cultivars that we recommend. They change so quickly. Whereas when we move up to slower growing plants like perennials, we're looking at longer breeding cycles for seeing new things. Shrubs take a little bit longer, and trees are often on the scale of decades for getting new cultivars. So it's always really exciting when we get something new. Some of the things I'm excited about in the last few years on the perennial side of things, there have been a lot of new heucheras, and the common name for that is coral bells. They're a shade plant, and there are a ton of new, really cool varieties. They're a foliage plant, but they do have blooms. So the breeders have really worked on these to get them to be much showier than they have been in the past. And there's a ton of new colors and cultivars. And I know shade gardening is often a challenging part of gardening in Kansas. So look for some of those. You can do a whole display, I think, just of that one plant with the different cultivars and varieties that are available. So that's coming out. We're still seeing new hydrangeas come out. So the last 10 or 15 years, there's just been a slew of new reblooming cultivars. They're almost always looking for plants that are small in stature. So they're short, they can fit in small gardens, they won't overgrow the space that you have, or very narrow trees that can, you know, still give you character, but they fit in a very small space. So we're seeing lots of new ones like that. So it's exciting to look forward to those.
As you mentioned, Cheryl, when we think about woody ornamentals, the new cultivars tend to come out at a more methodical pace, let's put it that way. But are you seeing anything on that front that might catch one's attention?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about some new redbud cultivars that are coming out of a breeding program in North Carolina. So redbud is definitely a plant that we can grow well here. And some of the new cultivars are really neat. So there are some really cool purple-leaved varieties. There are some weeping varieties. And there's a brand new one. I don't know if anybody even has it yet. And we haven't tested it yet. So I can't tell you from a research perspective how it performs here. But I'm excited about it because it is a cultivar of redbud that has multiple colors on every branch, like on the same branch. It's called Flamethrower. And as you can imagine, it's red all year long, like during the growing season. Its color is red. And then the tips of it are, I think, yellow, if I remember correctly. So there may be two or three different colors, but it's really striking. I've seen it in production at a nursery in Tennessee, and I know they finally have enough stock that they're beginning to ship it out. So hopefully we'll have some in Kansas in the next few years to test for you and tell you how they grow in Kansas. But it's always really exciting to learn about new cultivars that are coming out.
Again, encourage our homeowners to look ahead to 2021. Start planning accordingly for the horticultural projects you intend to take on. And that's good input, Cheryl, as always. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Nursery crops horticulturist Cheryl Boyer of Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.